This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Most residents in Liverpool and Brooklyn will likely have to pay more than double what they pay now for water. The 1,200 customers of the Region of Queens water utility will be on tap to pay an average of 106% more this year to stem rising deficits. Under a rate proposal to the Nova Scotia Regulatory and Appeals Board, most customers who now pay about $75 every 3 months would have to pay just over $170 quarterly to use the municipal water supply. Region of Queens councillors approved the 3-year water rate study at their meeting on Tuesday evening. Mayor Scott Christian told QCCR that the large proposed increase as of October 1st will help dam mounting deficits at the municipality's water utility.
The biggest challenge that we were looking at was this like structural, perpetual, persistent operating deficit where the thing would be in a deficit position more and more and more with each passing year. So it just put us in a position really where we're recovering enough revenue from the water utility to run it.
2021 was the last time rates were reviewed. They were set for the following 3 years until 2024. The region has been holding the line on rates since then, but it has racked up a deficit of about $516,000. If rates don't increase, that deficit is projected to swell to more than $3 million by 2027-28. The region hired 2 consulting firms to conduct the 3-year rate study. They found that revenues have to rise immediately by more than $430,000. The proposed average increases in years 2 and 3 are 3.8% and 2.7%. Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton said Queens water customers had been paying some of the lowest rates in the province.
I just wanted to note that because 106% is significant, but when you look at it as a whole, our water rates are really too low, which is what is prompting us to go through this process.
If the proposed rates are accepted by the provincial regulator, it would put Queens in line with the town of Lunenburg, which has an unmetered rate for residential customers. But the new levies would be higher than those charged in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality and the town of Bridgewater. A staff report prepared for council partially blames the heavy damage sustained at the water treatment plant by a lightning strike in July 2023. That led to a boil water advisory for water customers that lasted almost 9 weeks. After public demand for a break on rates, the region gave a one-time 70% discount on water bills. Knowing that water users would be on the hook for much higher rates, Queens councillors earlier this year created a $15,000 fund to give rebates to low-income residents.
What we are trying to do is find effective and creative solutions to provide a rebate to those customers who cannot bear the financial impact of increased water rates.
Customers will have a chance to participate in the provincial regulator's public hearing once dates are set. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.